You are the last generation. I mean, specifically you and your friends. How do I know this? Because Jesus said so. It's written right there in the Bible. You don't believe in the Bible? Well, you should. There are prophecies written in them that are being fulfilled right now. I want to paint a picture for you of what the last generation will experience, unless you join me and others who are in Christ, when on the eve of it all starting, Jesus will pull us out. As one who is part of the last generation, you'll experience living underneath the system of the beast. Jesus said, "You will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without taking the mark of the beast." Just a few years ago, this looked like this was far in the future. Only countries like China, who have a social credit score where you are graded on your social behavior, did such concepts even exist. Suddenly, today in the Western countries, we have digital identities that are being rolled out, which are changing everything. Recently, in Vietnam, they closed 8 million bank accounts because the owners of those accounts did not register for the governmental digital identity. England has just announced that government digital identities will be required to hold a job. This means that for you to have a job, you need a governmental digital identity. No digital identity, no job, no money, no loans, no place to live. Two other countries are moving that direction right now, Australia and New Zealand. When we add digital currencies along with digital identities, you have a cage where there is no escape, and it's a cage that'll be operated by AI, artificial intelligence, and controlled by only a few elites in the society. The system of the beast cage has already been built. You are now seeing the bait set for all of humanity to be drawn into the cage. Now, when humanity is locked into the cage, the wrath of God will be released. You will see an asteroid hit the Earth, causing great devastation on the planet. The Earth will be hit so hard that it will be knocked out of its orbit and wobble like a drunkard. If you think I'm making this stuff up, read it for yourself. Go to an online Bible and look up Revelations chapter 8, verse 10, and then flip to Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20. These things have been written for you to read, so that you can take heed to its warning. Then there's the demonic beings that are caged underneath the Euphrates River, who have been bound there since before the flood of Noah. They'll be released to kill a third of humanity on the planet. This will be a great slaughter. But before the great slaughter, the bottomless pit will be opened for 5 months. Locust-like creatures with stingers like scorpions will sting and torment you and your friends. You'll try to kill yourself, but God will have taken away the ability for you to die, just like in the zombie movies. Only you'll not be a mindless zombie, but one that is running and hiding from these locusts with stingers for 5 months. It will be a long 5 months. I know, you're thinking I'm crazy to believe such foolishness, but these are written in the Bible, which has always come true. Jesus also left other markers on the way, so you know what is written is true. Let me just point out a few events I'm sure you're familiar with. If you look at Scripture, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 21, verses 10 and 11, this simple thing. Then he continued saying to them, "Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven." I want you to reflect in the past few years since COVID. Earthquakes around the world have become more numerous and more devastating and greater in magnitude. It used to be a 6.5 magnitude quake was a big one, and they were quite rare. Now we are seeing a lot of quakes, and quakes at 7, 7.5, 8, 8.9, and even some at 9 happening multiple times over the past year, and also a number this year. COVID was the greatest pestilence ever. It shut down the entire world. This has never happened in history before. Now we have wave after wave of new ones. Have you listened to the news? Monkeypox, more COVID. Even they talk about bird flu getting into the human population. It seems to be endless with the pestilence they're able to be talking about. And in the animal kingdom, we're also seeing bird flu. Birds are dropping everywhere. It used to be a few here and there. Now it's in the chickens and the cows. And if you check out the internet, you'll see there are deer and squirrels with blisters all over their body. And rabbits with growths coming out of their faces. Just look it up on the internet. The world is now teeming with all sorts of pestilence. Jesus said nation would rise up against nation. President Trump has claimed that he has personally stopped 7 wars since being in office. Also, the news is continually filled with rumors of wars coming all around the world. Even here in America, there's talk of civil war. And then if I step through another prophecy, switching here, more specifically the prophecy in Zacharias chapter 12, verse 3, where it reads, "It'll come about in that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all peoples. All who lift it up will be surely injured, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it." I don't know if you've been paying attention, but in September 2025, the UN voted to divide Israel. Out of 166 nations, only 10 voted not to divide Israel. U.S. voted not to divide, but then afterwards turned around and said, no, it's better that Palestine be separated away from Israel. Again, dividing Israel, dividing Jerusalem. So these prophecies are coming true. Now, to make my point clear, there are 2 events on the horizon to look out for. Western Iran will be bombed, and all its inhabitants will have to take refuge in surrounding countries because the contamination will be too great for people to live there. Next, you will hear that the city of Damascus in Syria will be totally destroyed in one night. The devastation will be so great. The longest ever standing city will be uninhabitable. These things are written so that you will know what I'm telling you is the truth. Is there a way out for you? The answer is yes. You come by our little church here in Martinsville, Ohio, the little Methodist church, and look me up. I'll sit down with you and show you that Jesus has provided a way out for you and your friends to escape the oncoming wrath of God. Just as Jesus provided an ark in Noah's day. So I invite you to come, look me up, Wayne Patton, and I'll be glad to sit down with you and chat about how you can become a follower of Jesus.